Well, this one's been a long time coming, but compassion and common sense has prevailed. A memorial to honour four children who were killed at the hands of a drugged up and drunk driver has now been approved. On the 1st of February 2020, four innocent lives were lost. 13-year-old Anthony Abdullah, 12-year-old Angelina Abdullah, 8-year-old Sienna Abdullah, and 11-year-old Veronique Saker. The three siblings and their cousin were killed as they walked along a footpath as they went out to buy ice creams. It happened at Oatlands in Sydney's northwest. And their lives came to an end when a driver under the influence veered off the road. And this happened at the perimeter of the Oatlands Golf Club. And ever since the tragedy, the families have been pushing for a memorial. And there's been lots of pushback. They've been knocked back time and time again. But almost 4 years since the tragedy, a plan has now been approved. There will be a memorial. And while approving plans, the Oatlands Golf Club has also approved a new 144-home seniors complex, which will take up a large portion of the golf course. Danny Abdullah is on the line this morning. Danny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ben. How are you?
Good. You hung in there, didn't you?
Yeah, persisted, and we got there.
Can you tell me about the stress that this has placed on the family over the last 3 years?
Yeah, it was very stressful, and it took its toll on us. But we waited and were patient. Mervac came in and helped us out as well, and we got the approval last week, and it was 80% of the members voted yes.
So they pushed back fiercely to begin with. What do you put the change of heart down to?
I'm not sure. I just want to move forward with them. I've got my views on it, but I just I spoke to the general manager and said, look, let's just move forward and get this memorial sorted.
What's the memorial going to look like, Danny?
It's just a landscape. It's just a hedged garden, and there's a few plants that we've picked that blossomed in February. That was the anniversary of the tragedy. And there's four plaques with the kids' names.
And when will we see it?
That we're hoping to get it done before Christmas.
Okay.
Well, thank you for all your support.
That's why we wanted to get you on, because we've spoken about it so many times. My colleague Ray Hadley has as well.
And Ray, I think especially.
Everyone else here at 2GB, and we're just glad that finally compassion has won the day.
It has won the day, and we're very grateful, Layla and I. And we've been back to life as well, working away and just with the kids. So this has been great. It's put a closure in our lives in terms of where we were at with the memorial.
And the family's well. How's Layla?
Layla's well. She's pregnant again. So I got one past the goalkeeper. She's pregnant. And she's been pretty busy with the kids. But we're all okay, as good as could be.
We're thinking of you, mate, and we're glad it's finally happening.
Thank you.
Good on you. Thank you very much. So the Oatlands Golf Club finally coming to its senses, and a memorial will be built for those four beautiful children whose lives were taken away as they were out buying an ice cream. I can't believe it's been so long. February 1, 2020.